Have a good evening.
I hope my children don't call me old.
Right, mine already have. Next case, please.
Chairman, before I introduce this, know that Mr. Bender and Mr. Hood were present at 7, but I believe they're here now. So the next case number this evening is case number 12301, John F. Bender and Colin P. Hood seek variances from the front yard, corner front and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.42, 115.182 and 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bay Road, at the southwest corner of Bay Road and Canal Road. The 911 address is 20600 Bay Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR, General Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 19.12, Parcel 52. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 6-foot variance and a 0.9-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard for an existing covered porch. The applicant is also requesting a 2.4-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for an existing shed and a 2-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for an addition to that shed. Staff would note that there is a previous variance granted for yard setbacks by the board at its meeting of March 8th of 2004, but that particular variance expired. The lots have subsequently fallen under the small lots ordinance passed in March of last year, which alleviates the need for some of the previously approved variances. Staff would note that we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, which ones are the ones that are alleviated by the small lots ordinance?
So,
and I just want to make sure, because we're clear.
So the dwelling achieves 4.1 and 3.9.
So that would still need a variance, would it not?
Correct.
It's only 5 foot on the sides when it's a small lot.
Correct, actually. So yes, that doesn't alleviate it. I believe it was the side yard on the opposing side to Canal Road. Actually, no, that's a front corner.
Yeah, and that one we needed as well. We're just trying to make sure we have all of them right. So.
Understood.
Correct. So that would be in addition, that would be a 5.8-foot variance going down from the top left, a 5.9-foot variance, and a 6.1-foot variance from the required side yard to the easternmost side.
5 feet.
And then on the other, on the corner front, will we need a 3.6?
3.6 and a 3.5.
3.5.
And that would be it.
Okay.
No, 10. It's showing the building restriction line of 10.
So that would be an additional 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 variances.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Colin Hood, 20600 Little Beach, Delaware. John Bender, 20600 Bay Road, Little Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end. And state your name and speak for the record.
I think this is already included.
What's the date on that one? 3/11/19.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Looks like the same one that we've got. We just got it marked up.
Marked up. Yes.
Okay.
Very
good.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Colin Hood.
And this is John. So we're seeking setbacks for additional porches on a existing dwelling that already violates or does not confer or comport with the required setbacks.
How did that happen?
Beg your pardon?
How did that happen?
It was built, it was existing when we bought.
Okay.
So it was, the building was moved there, I believe, in 1981 when they were doing widening of Route 1. We bought it in 2003. And so we asked for a variance back then, and as previously mentioned, it expired. So we are now asking again.
Variances don't expire. They go with the property.
Okay.
Okay. So we've gotten conflicting information.
They do expire if the work isn't completed within a year.
Right.
Yes.
So, and for the full picture, we had asked for a variance to do some, a variety of work, one of which was adding a porch in the front, which that was the one piece that we did not do at that point. And now we're coming back now to actually take, do that porch if that's possible.
Okay. And so is it, what difference is there between when the variance was approved and additional violation?
So the difference now is that we're also adding a rear, or looking to add a rear porch to the dwelling.
Okay. The original variance was to accommodate a porch on the front of the house, so facing Bay Road, and now we're going to add the, and that's an open porch in, under our proposed plan, and then the large screen porch is on the back, and that we have not gotten a variance for, or applied for a variance for in the past.
Okay. The sheds were already there?
Sheds were already there, yes.
Okay. And the dwelling?
The dwelling was already there.
Yes.
Part of the variance. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Wanted to make sure that everybody understood what you were, what we were asking for here.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
All right. Proceed. I'm sorry.
So for the open front porch on the front, part of the issue is the angle of our property line as compared to the house. That it, the property line runs on a little bit of a diagonal. So it it does violate it at both ends, but we did shorten it so it wouldn't run all the way across the front of the house, so to minimize the violation of the setbacks. And then on the and then we also incorporated the stairs into the porch rather than having them protrude farther out from the porch. And then on the rear, again, we're mirroring the line of the existing house that already is into the setback. So for those reasons, we don't really think it will alternate the character of the neighborhood or really be obtrusive to anybody. And was there?
Yeah, there's some other criteria.
Yep. So, and we've designed things to try to do, you know, minimize the necessary variance.
I think it's also important to note that pretty much every house in our neighborhood does violate setbacks in some form, and it is a function of that houses were placed, the original houses were placed there, as we understand it, on lots that had just sort of been drawn. We have some odd configurations for the way some of the lots are put together. Ours is a rectangle, but it's relatively narrow for where the house is placed.
Okay. The sheds, can they be moved? The shed and what is OS?
That's an outdoor shower that is not used as an outdoor shower now.
Okay.
And yeah, the shed could be moved. Actually, we're probably looking to rebuild it shortly, so that could be done with
within the setback.
Yes, right.
Okay. So make a note that we want to remove that. Okay. And do you have a septic system or city?
It's city water.
City water and sewer.
Yeah, okay. City water.
And are there other limitations in that backyard that would restrict you from going back and not staying within the setbacks, or you just wanted to keep it in line with the existing structure?
Keep it in line with the existing structure, correct. And then on the canal road side, mm-hmm. the area for us to park is in that space facing the screen porch,
mm-hmm.
and there's not enough, and we have other mature vegetation along the side that would prevent it. We'd have to pull all that out, some old crepe myrtles and things like that, and would rather not if we don't have to do that.
I gotcha. Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp.
Any complaints from neighbors?
No, in fact, everyone who has stopped by the house to ask has said they're happy to see us do this.
The any, this won't pose any visibility issues with the roads?
No.
Correct.
Do we know how far from edge of paving the property lines are? Is it butt right up to it, or is there a gap?
There is, I would say, about maybe a foot between the edge of the paving and the property line.
And Mr. Whitehouse, I'm just, well, I was looking at the prior approval, it does say there was a 2.4-foot variance granted for the existing shed in 2004. I presume that one had not expired. The sheds haven't...
Correct, because the sheds are there.
Yeah, the sheds haven't, they were there when you bought it at
that
time.
That is correct.
Okay.
So yes. We've included them for completeness, but you're correct, that's probably not required.
Yeah, I don't know that it would be, but we could, for clarity of the record, for these folks, if need be. Bottom line is that their variance has been granted, that one would not
expire. Yeah, if it stays, okay, fine. And so, but if they're going to build a new one, then you need to either have a variance or, and that would be regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Or it has to be in compliance.
Did you all build the shed?
No.
Okay, so that was there at that time
correct.
As well.
Yes,
correct. All right. And the front porch, is that proposed or has that been built?
Proposed.
Okay, and the steps appear to be within the footprint of the porch. They're
correct.
Not going to protrude any further.
Correct.
And is there an HVAC system at all in the side yard that we need to worry about? Because I don't see that on the door.
No, the HVAC sits at the front corner, front left-hand corner. So to the left of the porch.
So it's the HVAC system, our outside compressor sits right here.
Okay, so where the front porch would be located, it would be adjacent to that?
No, it would be, the front porch would be on this side.
So it sits off the dwelling.
The compressor sits here.
It's allowed to encroach 3 feet.
Okay. Just want to make sure we don't have any encroachment issues with that, that's all. All right, I have no further
Which
questions.
It could be encroaching because it's allowed to encroach 3 feet. Typically, it sits a foot off the house.
Well, whenever we have the small lots, because this is the small lot ordinance, that was written that you're not allowed to project anything into it, which is where the 5-foot projection of an HVAC would be allowed. So it cannot project any further. It has to be 5 feet from the property line. It can't be 2 feet from the property line. The projection only is when you have a normal setbacks. That was part of the ordinance on that.
Okay.
I guess the question is, your HVAC system, as far as you know, complies with setbacks, and we don't need a variance for that.
this is a...
I didn't think they were clear.
A question of first impression.
Yeah. I'm going to guess... So you're saying it has to be 5 feet from the property line?
That's correct.
From the side yard and...
From the side yard, and then the front yard, it would be the same... You know, it'd have to be 30.
Okay, so I would say it definitely does not...
Meet the front?
Pardon?
Definitely does not meet the front.
Correct.
That's correct,
No,
sir.
The side.
Mm-hmm. Or the
Without
front.
It out the side. And then, I guess...
It might be close on the front, but probably not.
Questionable on the front.
Now, if it matters, it is sitting on the same pad as our... Or the original one when we bought. That does not matter. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So you need a variance for that. So what I would suggest is that we leave the hearing open... For the benefit of you reporting the distance of that unit from the property lines.
Okay.
So that we can consider that in the in that as well.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd have to pay $400 and come back again.
We'd rather not do that.
Okay. It's only money. I'm not going to be with you. Okay.
And when would we be able to take care of that?
Well, if we leave the hearing open, then we'll leave it open for that purpose. I would assume that we would. I'm not saying we are yet, because that needs to be done in the form of a motion. And if that's the case, then we would leave it open for you to report those distances to the office.
Okay.
And then at our next hearing, they would tell us what they are, and we would either grant it or not.
Okay. All right.
With everything.
Okay. And does that have to be, do we need to do another survey for that, or is that something we can...
Not if you know where your property line is, and you can tell us exactly how far it is from that property line.
Yes. Great. Okay. And then we would appear as well for that, or we would not need
you
to?
You can report it to... Yeah, we don't need you to,
and
you can be here if you'd like, or you can view our deliberations on the internet,
or
you can call the office the next morning.
Okay, terrific.
I have a question. When you contacted your surveyor, what did you tell him that you needed this for?
For the addition of the two porches. We provided him with a plan from the designer, and just said we needed the variance for the porches. We were not aware.
I just wondered whether we should send them a letter. letting them know that they need to put the HVAC.
No, because if you had just requested a survey for everything, he would have put it on there.
So we actually, it is an interesting question, because we did actually get the plot plan done at the request of the planning office.
Yep.
So.
But you said, you told them specifically what you were looking for.
Correct, yes, okay.
You didn't ask for something.
That's correct, sir.
A regular survey.
Right.
Which is what you should have done.
Okay.
All right.
There's no other questions. Is anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here? Oh, yep, come forward if you need to speak. You gentlemen can have a seat on the front row if you'd like.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Walter W. Birmingham, 123 Hamilton Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
If you have any exhibits, you can come down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Walter W. Birmingham. My driver's license indicates I reside at 123 Hamilton Avenue, and it is my home, Rehoboth Beach. I'm a longtime friend of the applicants, Colin and John. I know of their residence, and I know how well they maintain it. I'm aware of their general plans, and I think their request is reasonable.
Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Keeping in mind that
we're going to leave it open.
We can, yes.
Might I suggest then that you could do one of two things. You could leave it open for the applicants to submit something to the office by close of business on the 20th, or maybe the Friday before.
Yep.
Which is at the 17th.
Yeah.
So the applicants could submit something to the board showing the location of the HVAC system and leave it open for that express limited purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you could review that prior to the meeting and then deliberate at our meeting on the 20th.
I make a motion on 12,301, exactly what Mr. Sharp just said.
Boy, that was simple.
And I'll second that.
I didn't want to waste, any
energy. Yeah, right. Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? So the motion's carried.
Thank you.
Again, you can be here if you like. No one can testify.